How you doing, man?
Hey, Nikki, I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing just great. I'm excited to be talking to you guys.
I'm excited to have you on the radio with me, man. The man needs no introduction, but he's going to get one anyway. Nikki Six of Motley Crue, 6 a.m., numerous other ventures. I got to congratulate you right out of the box on getting a jump on this global pandemic of ours, moving your family out to the middle of nowhere, Wyoming?
Yeah. I came from Idaho on a Greyhound bus to Los Angeles with an idea, and it kind of worked out.
That's an understatement, isn't it?
And, you know, it's just not the same city as it used to be for creativity, and we just started looking at getting somewhere else. I mean, obviously, I've got to go back to the city and many cities when I'm on tour, so it's our place to, like, rejuvenate our creativity and to be able to focus on things like this instead of being in a rat race.
Right. Even amidst all the ridiculousness and craziness of 2020, you've managed to remain busy even after your previous plans of the stadium tour and the reunion got jacked. I mean, September, the reason you're on the phone with me right now, September is National Recovery Month, and you're a big part of the Global Recovery Initiatives Foundation, which is the reason how this reworked 6 a.m. track, Maybe It's Time, came to be, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's something we had talked about. You know, we have a musical in place, and you know, the Heroin Diaries, and our hope is that it does for the, you know, for opiate addiction recovery in general, what Rent did for HIV.
Wow.
And it made it okay to talk about it and open the conversation up and help people finding a place to get help. And it wasn't like you weren't living that story in the shadows. And the same thing for opiate addicts and all addicts in general. It's the conversation that's so important. And we had talked about doing something with Maybe It's Time. A lot of people wanted it to be a single off the last 6 a.m. album. And we were like, let's wait and plug it into the musical. And we were talking about getting a lot of different artists on it. And then everything, because of the coronavirus, got put on hold. And an opportunity came up to plug into a movie called Snow Babies, and they're donating all their money to the Global Recovery Initiative. We're donating all of our money.
That's amazing.
And it's a way to get this conversation started till the coronavirus is under control. We can get back into the musical, get back on the road. And, you know, being out on the road with Motley Crue gives me an opportunity to talk to a lot of people in a lot of different cities about this subject.
Yeah, Snow Babies. I saw the trailer. It's coming out on video on demand September 29 at the end of the month. Yeah. And now your song is already out now. You've got Joe Elliott. There's a connection there, of course. Def Leppard, part of the stadium tour. Slash, you've known forever. I mean, I remember seeing you know, the Girls Tour front row in New Orleans, and you had Guns out on the road with you.
Yeah, I mean, some of these guys are just such stand-up cats. Like, I called up Slash and said, look, I'm doing this project. Would you be into, like laying down a solo for me? Here's, like, a reworked version of the song. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't even have to hear the song.
Nice.
I mean, it's just what a great guy was. And I called him up and I said, man, you took that song to the next level. And he's so humble. He's like, oh, man, thank you. I was hoping you'd like it. These are the kind of people that want to get involved in making a difference in other people's lives. Joe, same thing. Mm. You know, Joe's like trying to figure out what he's going to do with his family and where they're staying to keep the family safe. And he's like, look, I'll do anything I can. And he ended up recording it into his laptop because he didn't have his studio. He wasn't back in Europe where he lives.
Right.
So he recorded it into his laptop, sent it to his engineer who ran it through all these plugins, made it sound absolutely wonderful. Corey Taylor, same thing. I called Corey and I said, hey, I got this idea. And he goes, I'm already in. And I go, do you want to hear the song? So, you know, people care about people and they forget that, you know, rock musicians, they actually have seen a lot of destruction in their life. You know, if you think about the different genres that we're covering with Five Finger Death Punch and, you know, AWOL Nation, Aaron, same. I mean, we've got alternative, we've got country, we've got
You've got Brantley Gilbert, you've got Tommy Vex from Bad Wolves.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Ivan Moody being part of it from Five Finger. He's had a rough go with drugs and alcohol over the years.
So I think it's important that all these different artists could reach their fan base too, even though there's some crossover but to really get this, again, getting this conversation started.
Well, the song's amazing, and the video is even more powerful with all the staggering stats on opioid addiction. I'm still having a hard time wrapping my head around those figures that I saw up on the screen. It's unbelievable.
A friend of mine's a doctor back in Los Angeles, and his wife, like, texted me and goes, I didn't realize, like, reading the stats, she's like, I didn't realize. I mean, he's in a different field as a doctor, but still, if we're not talking about this, like, how are people that have addiction supposed to feel comfortable talking about it? Because, you know, when I was in the throes of my addiction, it was, what's wrong with you? Come on, get it together.
Yeah.
You know, you're, everyone's ashamed of you. That's not going to help me pull my life together.
Right.
That's going to help me dive deeper into my hole. And that's the idea. And, you know, the Global Recovery Initiative is a fantastic organization. They're also very focused on lowering reuse rates, reducing the stigma, which is what we're talking about, and creating, you know, access to services and opportunities for addicts. It's, recovery is the least funded and least understood, yet most critical aspect of what's happening out there, you know, besides the coronavirus. I mean, there's so many things that ties into it. It ties into suicide. It ties into car accidents. It ties, I mean, obviously we know about overdoses. It ties into the destruction of families. Like, kids grow up and it's like, you know, my dad died when I was 8 from an opiate overdose. And it's just, it's devastating economically, socially, spiritually. And that's, we just want people to talk about it, and people like you to want to talk about it, your listeners to want to hear it, and that's where we're at.
Well, a guy like you is the perfect mouthpiece for this. I mean, with your well-documented past of addiction and recovery, with the heroin diaries, the dirt, and those are your words, not to mention what everybody else has written about you. But how do you feel that coronavirus is affecting people dealing with these issues right now? I mean, it's got to be tough, even tougher.
When it first really started becoming, you know, headline news, and a lot of us, like, you know, we knew, we'd heard about it in January, but wasn't really paying attention. And, you know, then, like, you know, on an administrative level, it was like, oh, it's a hoax, you know. So a lot of people were like, oh, I'm not that worried about it. And as it started taking hold, I looked at my wife and I said, you know what, domestic violence. And she goes, what do you mean? I go, everyone's stuck in the house.
Yep.
They're drinking, they're using, the people are not used to being that up in each other's faces. I mean, just my experience, I pulled all my kids out of college. They all came to the house with their significant others,
right,
their boyfriends, their girlfriends. And I was like, we were under lock and key. And it was hard, you know, because it definitely creates tension. Now, imagine if you've got, you know, people who are using in the midst of that, you know, it's going to only amplify it.
Idle hands. That's what it comes down to, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. GlobalRecoveryInitiatives.org is the website. Nikki Six, Motley Crue, 6 a.m. Maybe It's Time. The video is out. Check that out. And I cannot tell you how excited we are to see you next year, getting the crew back together on the stadium tour. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Poison, Def Leppard, and we're going to need it by 2021.
Yeah, me too, man. I'll see you there and see everybody out there. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much for taking time talking about this.
Thank you, Nikki. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.